So after going through this chapter, you will be able to understand about the basics of networking or the very concept of networking. You will also understand the process of using your network map. You will also look at the opportunities for networking and the quintessentials of networking. So let's take an introductory look at networking, this particular chapter, before we move ahead. Networking is building and developing mutually beneficial relationships. It is extremely essential as it is a connection to opportunities for skill development, work experience, business, your next job and future promotion. So everything is linked with networking. How well do you network with people in your organization, in your previous organization, in different places, online and so on. Networking thus is an essential tool for career entry and career management throughout our lives. For example, there's a person, Ajay, who's been working in an MNC and who's got one of his colleagues as Vijay. Now Ajay leaves the company, is promoted to a higher level, joins another company. Vijay coincidentally is also looking for a job and applies in Ajay's company. Now since Vijay has come from Ajay as a reference, Ajay has Vijay as his reference, so the HR people will provide more weightage to this candidate than others, because they know that Ajay has already seen Vijay working and knows his level of expertise. Thus networking provides the information for decision making. Of course, in the example given before, it helps with better decision making in terms of the interviewers getting to, you know, a better decision, faster decision, opportunity sourcing and applications, and as a connection to opportunities for skill development, work experience, business, your next job and future promotion. So it encompasses every factor which is a good factor for you, every factor that will help improve the lives of people. For many people, the thought of business networking can seem like a chore or even a nerve-wracking ordeal. So what we mean by this is, it might seem like a daunting task or something which is too tense. When done properly, business networking can be enjoyable and helpful to one's career. So people need to look at it from the positive perspective, not a negative point of view. Business networking is not very difficult, yet it is extremely fruitful if done the right way. In the past, business networking was usually done in person. People used to visit different seminars, different conferences, different lectures, different gatherings, and the business networking used to happen. However, as we are aware, today many people also use the internet as another means of widening their professional networks. In both cases, it is important to brush up on networking strategies and etiquette for successful results. So it's extremely important that you have the right tools for the jobs. So in networking, a lot of strategies exist on how you can network well, and there is a lot of social protocol, or the courtesy or manners, as we know, or etiquettes as mentioned here, for successful results. So without these successful tools, or without these effective tools, the networking will not be successful. So they require to be there. One of the first advantages of business networking is that it allows us to meet new people. I think everybody agrees on this factor, that you get to meet new interesting people. Some of them might prove to help, a big help to you. While it is a great way to increase our profiles or business awareness, not all of these people will necessarily turn into new customers or sales leads. So it is important to understand that every person that you network with cannot possibly be a channel partner, a distributor, a new customer, or a sales lead, or provide you with a job. But you have to get into the habit of doing it. You cannot just say that, oh, this person will not be helpful, Probably not today, probably not in the next few months, but maybe in the next year or so or 2 years, that person might be instrumental in giving you a lead or a reference which will provide helpful. For example, I have been actively networking on LinkedIn for the past 2 years, and one fine morning I got a request from one of the members in my network. We had connected almost 4 months ago. And then he went on to request that there are some requirements for training in Pune at certain corporates in IT companies. Would you be interested? Within a few interchanges of InMail, as LinkedIn mail is called, we got into touch. The contract was sent forward and I got a contract of more than 50,000 rupees just by the virtue of LinkedIn. We didn't even meet in person. And this is not just one story, but there are several stories, not just for me, but several other trainers in my field as well. So networking really helps, and networking for a job situation is no different. Meeting other professionals has its own benefits. It has its own advantages. A few are enlisted here. Firstly, meeting these professionals provides us a fresh forum. It provides a forum for people from different professional backgrounds to exchange ideas. So it's important in order to widen our knowledge, in order to improve our perspective of life and open our brains and minds, we need these different perspectives to exchange ideas. They might offer information on how to do something better or how things are done elsewhere. Sometimes business networking leads to new connections, mentors, or careers. So as you see, it's an interesting concept with a lot of benefits. So quickly look at what networking is. In fact, now that we've discussed so much, we've all got a good idea of what networking is, either from this discussion or many of you, of course, have an idea what networking is from before. So networking is building strong, lasting relationships. So people who get to know each other, help each other in terms of business or getting a job or simply enjoying each other's company in certain social events. Networking is using essential skills in a focused way, making the most of arranged and chance meetings. So if you're meeting up with people, so you're making the most either by exchanging business cards, telling them about your business, inviting them to some of the seminars that you conduct. These can be planned meetings or these can be chance meetings where you meet these people. Networking also importantly is following up on your contacts. It's not just that you're meeting people or online or offline, but it's also a follow-up as to what they're up to. Do they need your help? Do you need some kind of help from them, and so on. Networking also is being prepared to play the long game. Now, what we mean by playing the long game is that networking yields fruits in the long term. As I stated a couple of stories to you, networking actually does not help quickly, but if you can, you know, just recollect, if you've met a person a long time ago on a professional basis and you've exchanged numbers, probably if the person is in need, he might call you for help, which will be monetary, which will provide tangible and intangible benefits to both entities. Well, we need to also understand what networking is not, so that we don't fall a trap to these things when we are networking. So networking definitely is not meeting one-off contacts who get you something. So this is against what we had discussed in the previous slide, that networking is a long-term game. Here, networking is definitely not a short-term kind of a commitment or a short-term game. Networking is not a drawer full of business cards. Only with collecting business cards is not networking. How you use those business contacts is important in terms of networking. Making direct approaches with a request for jobs is definitely not networking. You need to first seek the help in a genuine manner of such people in terms of what is required of a job, what would help you prepare for a job, and then probably you can request if they are known to any people who offer jobs. Now let's look at the benefits of business networking. Well, this is the process of establishing a mutually beneficial relationship. Now, we've been saying this since the last few slides. This is important in terms of networking. A mutually beneficial relationship. Mutually means both parties get to benefit from this kind of a relationship. Whether other business people and potential clients or customers, it's quite simply the art of relationship building. Although this type of networking is a little more focused and deliberate than the kinds of networking one does in other aspects of life. So there might be many social occasions where if you are a member of a club or a colony society, member. So there, during festivals, if you've noticed, you come together, that's a social occasion. Here, the purpose is for a business relationship to be established. Probably the most important benefit of networking is making a lasting impression. Networking is less about meeting new people than having them remember you after the fact. So if you've been to a networking event and if somebody calls you after 6 months or a year who's been a part of that event too, so in that case you've actually networked, you've actually been able to influence the people and you've actually been able to add value to that networking so that they've called you back. In spite of the growing use of technology and the internet, people still do business with people. So this is extremely important. You have to capture the person's imagination. You have to prove your worth to the person, and then and only then will a person genuinely contact you for some work. A few other benefits. Networking is the best way to meet new people and build those relationships that turn into repeat sales and referrals. So it's basically a long-term strategy in terms of business development. The key to good business networking is the establishment of a mutually business relationship. No need to explain that. It's been repeated and reiterated several times. You can cultivate a network of endless referrals by not thinking of networking as something that you go to networking events to do, but to make it an integral part of your everyday business promotion. So it should be a part and parcel of your business promotion. It should come naturally rather than being a farce or a formality. So in this case, there needs to be a clear-cut objective of aiming to create and nurture quality relationships. So you should be able to create and nurture these relationships. Creating is not just the point, but also growing it in a certain sense is important. Business networking provides you with invaluable contacts that give your company a dramatic boost. Regardless of size or turnover, nurturing cooperative relationships with other specialized companies is an effective way to optimize your complementary skills and at the same time maintain a degree of flexibility that is required in this increasingly competitive global marketplace. So, today there are new methods, there are innovations that help you become what you are today. If you know of certain MLM practices which are networked businesses such as an Amway or a Herbalife, so these businesses have grown to billion-dollar businesses without investing much in marketing and sales just because they network a lot. They create MLM-based networks which help people to actually improve in a methodical manner. Well, networking has at least four major benefits. It will help increase your sales through referrals. Referrals basically are people, whom you sell to a particular product and you ask them for another few people whom they know. It will help you learn things that you need to know to manage and grow your business. It will help you find people that you can buy goods and services from, and it can help stimulate your creativity about new things or approaches for your business. Let's move on. Now let's take a look at the opportunities for networking. After initially meeting a potential business contact, whether online or in person, the best way to keep in touch is through meaningful follow-ups. So without a follow-up, it would just be, you know, another business card. Let us say in a networking event, you meet a particular gentleman. The gentleman is from your own field. Let's say you are working as a manager in some organization. The gentleman is your peer from another similar organization. You meet the gentleman, you are similar in a conference, you meet them, and a person is sitting beside you, you become good friends. But after the conference, you just exchange cards and that's it. So that is not networking, it is just, you know, an exchange of business cards. So to have meaningful follow-up, give them a call or send over an email to let them know that you appreciated the meeting with them. Continue to follow up each month. Let's move on. To meet other people, join a variety of groups. People can also extend business networking to several other places. For example, the person in the next seat on an airplane, or people who volunteer with you at a local charity, could easily turn out to be potential business contacts. The world is a small place. In fact, this happens many a times that you are going, or you're traveling by train or bus, and you meet people who are or who share like-minded interests, who are from similar sector of the industry, and who are willing to discuss a lot of things with you. In this context, some of the places which help people network are professional bodies, industry or training sector events, example branch events, training courses, course organized external input, example guest lectures, industry experts, on-campus career events, those being fairs, presentations, drop-ins. So these are excellent places or avenues where you get to meet other people. Some other places include networking organizations, example chambers of commerce, networking clubs like the Rotaract or the Rotary Club or the Lions Club, AIE, SEC and others. Student networking opportunities, example student societies, sports clubs, syndicate groups, etc. Other places include social events, and if working, colleagues, customers, suppliers and networking events. Let's now look at networking essentials. The first essential is to treat networking like a game. Networking is a time-honored tradition that most people apply every day without even knowing it. View it as making contacts, creating relationships, finding out about essentials, even as making friends. So if you give a light-hearted appeal to networking, appearance to networking, sorry, you make it look like a game and you play it like a game with a zeal without making it a farce or a formality. So networking is all about communicating, making phone calls, conducting information interviews in person, or writing letters, or to learn if your contacts can refer you to anyone who might want to hire someone with your skills. The first step is to know what you want to do. Before you pick up the phone to begin networking, take a moment to collect or recollect your thoughts. Ask yourself, what do I want? If it's help, be specific. Do you need ideas, names or introductions? Make a list of the items that will help you stay focused during your conversation. Realize that you too have something to offer. This is extremely important in networking, the realization that you have something of value to offer. When you are just starting out in a career, It's easy to be intimidated by the concept of networking. There are so many avenues, there are such a lot of people, there are so many qualified people, so it might seem daunting or intimidating at first. After all, many of the candidates are new graduates and the level or knowledge of business may be limited and contacts are likely to be already established, professionally in a limited manner though. So you need to focus within yourself, get to understand the qualities that you possess and the value that you can add to other people's lives in order to network. Most seasoned business people understand the concept of networking very well. They know that what goes around comes around. What this means is that if you do something good for somebody, definitely it will come around as a good thing to you. Everyone has had to start somewhere. We all remember the folks who took time to counsel, guide and direct us on our first forays into the business world. So everybody requires people to mentor or guide them or at least to show them the path towards business. So everyone needs these people, and of course since we've been helped in such a manner, it becomes our moral right or duty to help the people who are new in this particular field. Another networking essential is to honor the networking code. If you want to have your phone calls returned, return phone calls. So there is a certain code or protocol that needs to be followed. If you want to help with your career, you want help with your career, you must be willing to help others. To be a successful networker, you also must take contacts suggestions. One of the important networking essentials is to make network a priority. So you need to give it a certain sense of urgency and importance. In this context, it's vital to generate a buzz about your abilities and your job search. Generating a buzz is nothing but creating that particular sense of vibration or energy. And before you know it, people will be calling you for networking ideas. So you need to generate such an energy that you are seen as a person who is enthusiastic, who is energetic, who is an expert, and thus people will call you. After you've accepted a job, it's easy to heave a sigh of relief and assume that your networking days are over, at least until your next job search. Think again. So if this particular type of approach is followed, definitely networking will never be prioritized and you would never be effectively networking. The other essential is to keep track of your contacts and keep up with them. That means if you've landed the job of your dreams, let networking contacts know that your job has ended and where you're working and thank them for their assistance. So you need to complete the circle by thanking people, by being gracious to those who've actually helped you in your job search. In this context, call contacts occasionally to see how they're doing with no agenda other than keeping in touch. Let them know what you're up to and do a little self-promotion. This isn't the time to complain or gossip. Maybe there's something they need that you can help them with. So networking is not just about taking from people or taking help from people. It is also giving back to the people and helping people in need. Don't wait until you're desperate to network. Networking should be an ongoing process. It's like a journey, not an end. So keep your networking alive and well, so that if and when there's a change in the wind, you're ready for it. So probably you are looking for a change right now, but there's nothing there in the market. But if you network, there are 7 to 8 other people thinking in a similar perspective. If they get something on the lines and it's not suitable for them, probably they might pass it on to you and you might really be suitable for it. So this would happen and this would actually help. It takes time to rev up your network's engine if it's been cold or idle for too long. So it's like Newton's law, that if the body is stationary, it would take some energy. So similarly, if we are not networking currently, it might take us some time, but we need to get networking engine revved up. Today's job market is volatile and employees are changing jobs often. One of them could be your boss. You may need your network sooner and later thus. Another networking essential is looking for opportunities that others might miss. Networking isn't just about finding people who can help you locate a job. Sometimes the most valuable networking you can do is within your own company. A charity ball can be a great opportunity to meet senior managers and their spouses and to support a cause the company considers worthy. Many of your peers might not think so. So many social responsibility events, many conferences, many gatherings, many people think they are a waste of time. They are not what we like. But in such events, you get to meet people who might prove to be beneficial in the long run. Ask permission to use a name. Suppose you visited a contact to conduct an information interview, which is a short, friendly question and answer session designed to help you learn more about a profession or company. Your contact gives you the names of several references. Before you leave, definitely ask permission to use your contact's name as the original source. In this context, he or she may want to contact the reference first, which will make your calls proceed more smoothly. When you mention names, you're capitalizing on your contact's rank and reputation within the business world. So you want to make sure you have his or her knowledge and approval. Never underestimate the power of a thank you note is another networking essential. If a busy executive takes time to meet you and assist you with your job quest, acknowledge the help you receive with a handwritten note. This lets him or her know that you understand and appreciate, the help that his or her effort, appreciate his or her effort and contribution. It's very important to be gracious to the people who actually take time to help you. It allows you to provide a short progress report and feedback about the referrals. Another essential is remember that you're never too old or successful to network. Don't think that executives or others in authority positions are uninterested or unreachable. Many senior executives are delighted to be contacted and want to share the knowledge they've acquired for years. So many of these people, they are looking forward to pass on the knowledge to somebody, but they're reluctant to do so because people are very busy. And if somebody shows genuine interest, then definitely these people will reciprocate in a similar manner. The next point is remember that you're never too old or successful to network. Networking, as I've said previously, is a journey, it's not an end. So you should not ideally be complacent, because if you are being complacent to network, you're losing out on many opportunities that others would gain. So in this context, we were speaking about people who are senior, who actually would love to mentor somebody if somebody genuinely approaches them. So due to their seniority, they may be isolated and appreciate the chance to impart wisdom or learn something new from a prospective graduate. So they also might learn new things in the industry or new business practices which are being taught currently in B schools around the world. Also, when you reach a pinnacle of your own career, remember to keep your network fresh and alive. So you can mentor and coach new graduates to learn from them and to impart your experience. Now let's take a look at the three important types of business networks. These are operational, personal, and strategic. While a lot of managers excel at building and using their operational network, they often overlook their personal and strategic networks. So what are these operational, personal, and strategic? Let's see. Operational networking involves cultivating the relationships with people you need to accomplish your job. So let us take, for example, a factory, a manufacturing unit, where there's an operations manager. Now the operations manager requires the HR people in order to fulfill his manpower requirements, to get the right people on board, also for training and development purposes. He also requires the finance department to look into the payroll aspects and other related facilities. And of course, he also looks at the transport departments, relies upon them to transport the workers and the officers working under him to the factory. So there is an interrelationship there, and of course, he has to network at the operational level. This may mean working closely with, as I said, the human resource manager to make sure you hire the right people, or developing relations with other departments to win support for your initiative. So auxiliary or other departments will help you in your cause, as I just mentioned. The next type of networking is the personal networking, which is now becoming an afterthought for many busy managers. So what this means is that they straightly neglect this type of networking. They prefer more of operational networking. Of course, there is a reason or a logical background behind this particular behavior. When a manager works 60 to 80 hours a week, the easiest thing to eliminate from their schedule is the alumni meeting, the annual golf fundraiser, or the scuba diving course. So any networking which can happen at such places is foregone, because the people are simply not ready for this after 80 hours of work. But these networks allow you to meet a diverse group of like-minded professionals. So they have their own advantage. So definitely a manager can focus on at least one such personal networking meeting, at least in a certain period, like a fortnight or a month, if not every week. Thus, these type of networks allow you to meet, as I said, the group of like-minded diverse professionals. These are the contacts that allow you to continue to develop professionally, to benchmark yourself with peers outside, to remain a bit on the cutting edge of your profession. So just imagine, if you are an HR professional who's working for, let us for example, say a prominent company like Wipro, and you know all the HR people from Wipro, and you go to a trekking expedition, an open trekking expedition conducted by probably Great Outdoors, which is one of the prominent companies. In those particular trekking expeditions, you meet up with HR of Infosys, some recruitment people from Cummins and other companies. So what happens is you get to understand from them, you do some best practice sharing, and thus you get the cutting edge of your profession. They are also a way to develop important social skills for many professionals, and maybe the first place you turn when you start thinking about changing careers. So if you have a different calling from what you're working right now, a calling is basically an inclination towards something else. Like, let us say you are a manager in a management firm, but you are highly inclined towards teaching students and you want to open up a school. So this kind of a network will help you more than the operational one. So these are professional contacts that are discretionary, that are not as closely tied to the immediate job, so you can neglect or even abandon and still get your work done today. So this is important to understand. The third type of networking or network is called as the strategic networking, which is the toughest but most essential if managers want to become business leaders. This includes the contact with peers and with senior executives in the field. and you know, encouraging the managers to look beyond their industry as well. So have a wider perspective, engage senior people here. This allows managers to share ideas about best practices in management, learn new approaches, and keep close tabs on developments in business and technology. It helps managers to see the bigger picture and create their own visionary approach. So this is extremely important. These are the networks that make a huge difference in leadership. This is where the strategic ideas come into play. Just imagine if you attend a conference where there are senior business leaders from your profession and you get to hear some of their experiences and strategy creation. So definitely by listening to that those things, you will improve many folds. You can go home and research on the things that they've said and develop in those lines. This is what allows people to line up stakeholders, and frankly, this is the area where most people have serious gaps. So in this manner, we've completed this particular chapter. Here we've seen the different ways that people can network. What is networking, the basic concept? We've also seen certain strategies for networking, and we've also seen networking essentials. Thank you.